Christopher Tillman is a novelist and short story writer known for his vivid sense of place, specifically the eastern shore of Maryland, where his family has had a farm since the 17th century. Tillman's latest novel is called The Right Hand Shore, and book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review.
Whenever I think about Christopher Tillman's writing, and I have many times since his atmospheric novel Mason's Retreat came out over 15 years ago, I think of critic John Leonard. John, among many other distinctions, was my predecessor as book critic for Fresh Air, and every once in a while before his death in 2008, we'd have occasion to talk or exchange emails about books. I remember John sending me a note in 1996 in which he mentioned Mason's Retreat and said of Tillman, "He's the real deal." I guess I'm in a retrospective mood because, as you may have heard, we here at Fresh Air have just celebrated the show's 25th anniversary, and I was thinking about John. Christopher Tillman is looking backward, too, in his new novel, The Right Hand Shore, which is a prequel of sorts to Mason's Retreat. You certainly don't need to have read the earlier novel to revel in the unfolding loveliness of Tillman's tale, its captivating language and faded feel. In fact, Tillman is such a master of mood that here I just kept rereading isolated sentences, like lines of poetry, to savor his descriptions of a damp day in Paris, a spot of rot on a yellow peach, and the flat, longitudinal beauty of his trademark Chesapeake Bay landscape. The Right Hand Shore, like its sequel, takes place on a tumble-down former plantation on Maryland's eastern shore. The story opens in 1920, when a young man named Edward Mason arrives at the property from his home in England. Edward is about to be interviewed by its owner, his distant cousin Mary, who's dying of cancer and is desperate to bequeath Mason's Retreat to a family member, no matter how thin the connection. Edward is eager to please. We're told that he is in the stage of life that is all about acquisition, accumulation, increase. Through the course of the day, Mary and some old workers on the retreat give Edward a tour, all the time sniffing him out. They also stuff Edward's ears full of more information about his Mason forebears than most amateur genealogists learn in years of surfing Ancestry.com. Edward can't shake off the stories he hears from Mary, and neither will many readers. She starts off by talking about her canny grandfather, rich in slaves, who were eating him into the poorhouse. On a horrible morning in 1857, her grandfather, who already senses which way the political wind is blowing in terms of abolition, decides to sell off the bulk of his human property to a slave dealer from Virginia, who comes upriver to collect on a corroding schooner equipped with a tangle of chains and leg irons. A few years later, this same grandfather will also auction off Mary's mother in the Baltimore marriage market to a wealthy suitor whose unionist loyalties will protect Mason's Retreat from any scavenging Yankees. Mary's father, Wyatt, is an amateur scientist who works to turn the retreat into a profitable orchard. Here's a description of his acres and acres of peach trees, so dense with life, their characters unto themselves. In spring, the scent of the blossoms, the sticky, sweet air, could almost become frightening, as if deep in these miles and miles of trees, there was no other air than what the blossoms breathed in and breathed out. And if a man stayed there too long, he'd simply be absorbed by the trees. Mason's Retreat is a geographically, politically, and racially blurry landscape. In The Right Hand Shore, Tillman explores both the terror and opportunity that such murkiness affords. He so fully inhabits the marshy souls of his characters. There's never any of those awkward moments where, as a reader, you're jarred out of his story with the awareness that you're reading historical fiction. With The Right Hand Shore, Tillman remains the real deal. John Leonard was on target about a lot of other writers, too, including Tom Wolfe, Maxine Hahn Kingston, and Toni Morrison, who invited him to accompany her to Stockholm when she received the Nobel Prize. Many of John's signature reviews and essays have been collected in a terrific new volume called Reading for My Life. John Leonard was the real deal, too.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Right Hand Shore by Christopher Tillman.